This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. New Yorkers, have we got retail news for you. Neiman Marcus, the company behind the luxury department store of the same name, which also owns Bergdorf Goodman, by the way, announced not too long ago it's going to be starting up a store in Manhattan. It'll be Neiman's first branch in the Big Apple in the 100 years since the company has been in existence. Doors, hang on to yourselves here, won't open until 2018, but it does get us to today's conversation from the corner office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Karen Katz is the CEO of the Neiman Marcus Group, which is based in Dallas, Texas. Karen, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
I imagine this is a good time to be in the retail business as we approach the holidays.
Well, it's always interesting in the retail business, I will say that.
Interesting in a good way or interesting not in a good way?
No, it's actually interesting in a very good way. It's challenging and opportunistic times that we're living through in the retailing industry right now.
So that's a promising thing.
Some would call it promising.
You however,
we're always a little bit paranoid. So we, as retailers, we stay a little bit paranoid about what tomorrow is going to bring.
That's a little terrifying. How do you get up in the morning?
Well, I mean, that's kind of somewhat the thrill of the business. We actually get it's a different business than many because we get our report card every single morning of how the customer felt about us the day before. So, you know, I get a little flash sales is what we call them. I get it at 4 a.m. in the morning. And so on big days, I wake up earlier than I normally do just to see how the flash was from the day before. And I'm in a good mood if the business was great. And, you know, I have to decide what kind of mood I'm in if business wasn't so great.
Yeah. Retail on the high end has been strong, really, even through the recession, right?
No, I'd probably have to disagree with part of that statement.
We had a
very, very difficult time during the recession. I think that as the stock market came crashing down and, you know, unemployment started soaring, I think our customer really viewed that as a time to pull back, and she pulled back dramatically. We have since rebounded quite nicely, but it took us a couple of years post-recession to kind of get our mojo back. I would say overall today, the business is very good.
You guys have an app now that does all kinds of whiz-bang things. You've got, obviously, NeimanMarcus.com, so there's an online retail component of this. How much does the average Neiman Marcus customer actually use digital services, if you will, versus coming into the store and saying, I want this, this, and that?
Well, I mean, digital has transformed our company in so many ways. A little over 24% of our business is now done online. And that's, as you know, kind of a percentage more than any other department store in the world. And through just talking to our customers, over 70% of them say they go to our website first. So they log on to NeimanMarcus.com to do research by category before they come into one of our stores.
Can't talk to the head of Neiman Marcus without talking about the Christmas catalog and the, you know, umpteen zillion dollar, whatever it is that you guys offer every year. Do you have somebody whose job it is to, like, stock that Christmas catalog and so everybody can just go, this is bananas, man. Who needs this?
Yeah, we do. You know, we're really lucky because our Christmas book dates back to the 1950s.
Yeah.
And, you know, making the Christmas book even more spectacular year after year is no easy feat. But Ginger Reeder, who is a member of our team and who's been with us for about 15 years, she has many jobs at the Neiman Marcus Group. But one of her jobs is to find these over-the-top gifts that we put into the Christmas book each year.
I personally want where is it here? I got it right in front of me. I want the 100th anniversary Neiman Marcus limited edition Maserati Ghibli SQ4 for $95,000. So if anybody out there is listening,
it is a very cool car. So hopefully you have somebody nice. Santa will be nice to you this year.
Karen Katz is the CEO of the Neiman Marcus Group. Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you.